Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Thursday morning Mojo Call. Today is May 12th. Wow. This is Charmin Monroe. I'm here in Washington, D.C., and thank you all for taking the time to jump on the call this morning. We do these Mojo Calls every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday morning. Just a little something to get your day started off on a bright foot. And every time there's a Mojo Call, it's a different leader on the team speaking. So you'll always get a different message. And you never know what it's going to be until you log in. So I'm excited about the message for today. It builds on the messages that we heard on Tuesday and on Wednesday. On Tuesday and Wednesday, Steve Franchino and Dr. Crystal Miles both talked about negative feelings or that voice that you get, the self-doubt that comes in our lives, and they gave you tools on how to overcome that negative feeling, that self-doubt that we all get from time to time. They gave you tools so you can keep moving. Mr. Franchino told us to remember your why. That's why you still go through the traffic jam, because you're trying to get to work. Remember your why. Dr. Miles gave us the five-second rule from Mel Robbins. Count down to five, and when you hit zero, just take action. Don't listen to that negative voice, that self-doubt. Well, I'm going to give you another tool today. And my tool is coming from the High Five Habit by Mel Robbins. I thought Dr. Miles was going to talk about that book yesterday and steal my thunder, but she used Mel Robbins' other book. So I'm giving you a tool from the High Five Habit by Mel Robbins. The chapter in that book that was really eye-opening to me is called Why Is Life So Easy for Them and Not Me? Why did Joe join ACN on Monday and on Friday he is a regional coordinator and not me? I've been here for 6 months. Why did Mary come into the workplace and she gets a promotion and not me? I've been here for 5 years. Why did my sister get a new, brand new house built fresh up from the ground and not me? I've been trying to get into the housing market, and every time I put in a contract, it just falls through. But it was so easy for Joe to get those customers and business partners to become a regional coordinator. It was so easy for Mary to get that promotion. It was so easy for my sister. That's what we think sometimes. We think life is easy for other people. Now, put on your seatbelt, as my pastor likes to say. This all comes down to jealousy. Now, don't get upset. It all comes down to jealousy. Now, we've all been taught that jealousy is something bad. It's something to be ashamed of. And when we feel that way, which is normal, and everyone does, we keep it to ourselves. But this is what happens. We feel pain. And how does that pain look like? It may be resentment. It may be anger. It may show up as self-doubt. Well, maybe this business is not for me. Or maybe I should have just stopped trying to buy a house and just stay in this apartment and pay rent for the rest of my life. We start to get catty. You know what that means. And we start to treat people harshly, particularly the person that we're jealous of. We may roll our eyes, suck our teeth, avoid that person. All of these negative feelings start to rise up, and we go down a rabbit hole, and we get when we feel jealousy. But as I said, jealousy is normal. Don't deny it. You know you felt it. Somebody said something, maybe someone you know. It may be somebody you don't know, you read about in the news, and you hear about their achievement, and you go, really? Yeah, that's jealousy. That's jealousy. But before I give you the tools, let me let you know that happiness and success are limitless, and they are for everyone. Or as they say in DC, everybody can have success and happiness. So now I'm going to give you the tools to fight that jealousy. We're going to flip it. We're going to do a paradigm shift. So now when you feel it, why did they get that and I didn't get it? We're going to shift. We're going to realize that jealousy, tool number one, realize that jealousy is just blocked desires. That's all it is. It's the indication to you that you can and should have the thing that you're craving for. We're going to make it positive. It's an indicator that you can and should have the thing that you are craving. So if you're upset and jealous because your sister got a custom-built home, maybe it's because you can and should have one. That's why you're feeling that way. That's tool number one. You're going to shift it. I'm going to look at this jealousy differently. This means that I can and should have this thing. Tool number two, you're going to use jealousy as a navigation tool to point you in the direction that you should steer your life. If you didn't want that thing, if you didn't want to go in that direction, it wouldn't bother you that your sister got a custom-built home. It wouldn't bother you that Mary got a promotion and only been there 6 months. It wouldn't bother you that Hank or Joe, I forgot the name I used already, started on Monday and hit regional coordinator on Friday. It wouldn't bother you if you didn't want to go that way. So that's an indication to you that that's the way you should go. Use it as an inspiration to take action. Just like Mr. Franchino and Dr. Miles said on Tuesday and Wednesday, taking action. When you take action on that feeling, you're going to eliminate it. You're going to unblock that blocked desire. And now you're going to take steps to do what you need to do. You're going to, and this is your call to action today based on these tools. First, think of a short-term goal that you have, either in ACN or in your life in general. Something that maybe you heard or made you feel uncomfortable, jealous, I don't like that, like, why me and not them? You're going to write that goal down. This is your call to action. Then you're going to write out the steps that you need to take to reach that goal. And notice, first of all, let me step back a bit. Notice I said short-term goal. I'm not talking about an ACN goal of SVP, if that's your goal. I'm talking about a short-term goal. Maybe your goal is just to get 5 customers this month. Or maybe your goal is to make it to 100 points. You're sitting there at 90. Make it a short-term goal. Short-term goal. Write out the step or plan out how you're going to reach that goal. And, yes, you have to write it out because when you see it, you're taking action. You're moving. You're taking something. You're turning that negative feeling that we used to call jealousy, and now we're taking that positive feeling of jealousy, and we're going to use it to our advantage. And then every day, you're going to take a step. Every day, take a step. If it's customers or IBOs and you need to make phone calls or reach out on social media, every day you're going to take a step. If it's to clean out your garage, every day you're going to take a step. And you're going to write on a calendar. Oh, yeah, you need a calendar. You're going to write on the calendar what you did that day towards your goal. You will see yourself taking action. And each step becomes a milestone. On my personal calendar, every time I make phone calls, every time I get a no, I write down milestone. When someone shows up at a PBZ, milestone. I'm not looking at the result. It's just the milestone. I took the step. I took the action. And then, you know, something's going to happen. You're going to reach your goal. And you're going to teach yourself that you can and should have what it is that you're reaching for. So I hope this helps you today. The name of the book, again, is The High Five Habit by Mel Robbins. And if you want to follow her on Instagram, she is awesome. She is awesome. I had the opportunity to hear her speak earlier this year. She is awesome. And just so you know, she used to write a column in Success Magazine. And then she went out on her own. Her stories are phenomenal. But I hope this helps you, and I hope each and every one of you has a super fantastic day. Thank you for your time this morning. Bye.